Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Mark Grody is live from Hallis Hall. He joins us on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And I just want to start with this. What was the conversation like with C.D. Gardner-Johnson? Just about his name, what you gathered from him. He was pretty verbose on a lot of things.
The name stuff was hilarious because we had just assumed it was going to be one or the other, Chauncey or CJ, two names that he has gone by in the past. And then he's like, CD.
CJ Gardner Johnson.
Call you CD. 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 Yeah.
There it is. I like the idea that an individual can just change his name like that.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
I might invest in something similar.
What would your name be if it wasn't Mark?
He would just put the accent mark on the E on Grody.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody.
Maybe Daryl, something like that.
Daryl. Daryl.
Hi. My name is.
Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Daryl Grody. Do you want to just do it? Do you want to go by that or no?
It's Halloween. I'm going as Daryl Grody today.
Mark as Daryl today. Yeah,
please do call me Daryl. If you call, which we'll invite.
312-644-6767 is our number.
Call me Daryl.
Well, yeah. And if it's Daryl, it can be D, short for Daryl. It could be, hey, that's Daryl. You know, D. Not the little one. Big D.
Big D. I could be Big D in a month.
The number one piece of advice they give us, the number one is you can't ever say the name of your show enough. Like, people tune in and out. And so let's confuse them some more. Like calling a dog three different names by saying you're Daryl on the air instead of Mark Grody.
How about Cher over She-Ra? How about that?
That was amazing.
I did hear Cher.
What about Darrell? Can we go Darrell?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I do like the path to Big D. I hadn't really thought about that, but if I'm Daryl long enough, friends will naturally shorten it to, and I would think, you look at me and you think Big D.
I like it. Yeah. So we've gotten that settled. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And I think all signs point to what we talked about in our pre-show meeting, what we call backstage.
Thank you.
Yes, that is a Mark Grody term. After the Bears lost 30-16... and the Bengals lost 39-38 to Justin Fields and the Jets. This situation is ripe for the Bears to not only break out offensively, either by bringing back a significant portion of the running game that we saw against the Saints, or by Caleb Williams having a very good opportunity to have a bounce back game. This could be a get right game for him. Marshall, how do you set the tone when it comes to the urgency that you explained to us this morning?
So, you know, let's start with this. Caleb Williams, because that's where we're always going to start until we have established that he is the franchise quarterback that the Bears drafted him as number one overall. And we knew that in his development, especially in year two, getting a brand new head coach, a brand new playbook, a brand new play caller, that there were going to be bumps along the way. Last week, we saw one of those bumps. And while maybe he didn't play as poorly as some people have termed it, he still did not play well enough to be the best quarterback on the field, going up a guy in Tyler Huntley, who had about half as many NFL starts as him, and who was clearly a backup, a guy that was promoted off the practice squad to come up and be the Ravens starting quarterback in the 30-14 win. Here's what I'll say. When you look at what Caleb Williams has done to this point, and you look at who he's done it against, you can go back and say the high mark was the Dallas game, of course, against a poor defense. This Bengals defense represents the last great shot to serve as a true springboard and say, hey, beat up on the people you can beat up, the little sisters of the poor, as they used to say back in the day. The Bengals defense is bad at not only pass defense, but also stopping the run. It's all there for Ben Johnson, and you know, based on his resume, he will scheme it up appropriately. It's up to Caleb Williams to go out and deliver. And whether it's Joe Flacco or Jake Browning, he can't be the second best quarterback on the field. He has to step up. This is it for him. If he doesn't, the Bears fall to 4-4. And also, you can't depend on those takeaways anymore. We now know what the Bears look like without takeaways. It's got to be on Caleb Williams to step up and say, I'm good enough to get it done. Not that you're a finished product by any means, but against this defense, if not now, then when?
Let's see some touchdown tosses from Caleb Williams, because I agree with everything you said. Like, this is almost a second chance at beating a bad defense, because guess what? Even though Roquan Smith was back for Baltimore last week, which did make a difference, it does make a difference to have an all-pro linebacker back. That team was not that impressive against the Bears, and the numbers even going in were bad. To your point, the Bengals defense, points per game, 32nd. Total yards per game, 32nd. Passing yards per game, 30. This is the Bengals defense. Rushing yards allowed, 32nd. So again, and I just whipped through that because I did the same thing with Baltimore, and obviously the Bears got burned by that team. But touchdowns, touchdowns, touchdowns. The Bears in the red zone, 19 red zone trips in the past five games, 7 touchdowns to 9 field goals. In conclusion to my thesis here, the Bengals defense has allowed TDs 70% of the time in the red zone. So the last defensive category that I didn't mention before, red zone defense sucks for the Bengals. To your point, Marshall, Bears have to score touchdowns, have to show that they could run it up a little bit this week.
Touchdowns, I think, solve a lot of the problem. I don't necessarily know if you're going to come away from the game being completely satisfied with whatever you see, if that's the metric. You know, I think when Ben Johnson has to come to the podium, or in this case, the Zoom session on Monday, and say, I saw him take steps forward, and then people have to ask, or they're like, oh, well, Ben Johnson said it. Well, what do you think? What do you who watch the game think? I don't need the head coach to tell me what I saw. So people need to ask themselves, like, how do you feel coming away from this game? What's going to be satisfactory to you? And when I think about what I want to see in this one, number one, it's, okay, well, when we hear Ben Johnson say on Wednesday, Rome Odunze is a primary read a lot of the time when Caleb is locking it on Rome. That's why people are understanding the two. What are you seeing versus what the plan is? Who's the other reads? You know, I don't talk a lot about DJ Moore dropping a ball. I don't talk a lot about something being forced to DJ Moore, because usually if something's being thrown in his direction, he's catching it. So I think about that part of it. Like, how are you understanding your personnel as the quarterback versus trying to make something happen? Additionally, over the middle seems to be a real problem. But even, I think, take all of that out. Take out everything that we've talked about, even what you saw outside of the interception, the two intentional groundings, those are huge. Even if they have fewer false start penalties because cadence is more in sync with the line, That would be a big improvement. Like, there's ways to measure this where you could say to yourself, you need to have a sense of understanding as to what your progress needs to be for Caleb Williams. And then you could also say any one of these would show that there's some change happening.
The biggest thing, when you talk about the change happening, here's what I want to see. I want to see touchdowns, like Mark alluded to, over field goals, which the Bengals clearly will allow.
I think we're all in agreement there.
But the Bengals, you know what they don't control? They don't control what you, as an offense, do before the ball is snapped. And so when you get to the red zone, can you not shoot yourself in the foot multiple times, as we've seen that they have done
death drives
in recent weeks? Yes. No more death drives. How about that?
How many death drives would be acceptable? Because there were three Sunday?
Yeah, I had. Yeah, still
and
got
you had like an
three.
Honorable mention, four, right?
Was there an honorable mention? I don't know. But there were three death drives last week. The fourth quarter interception drive, hate to bring up last week. Death drive two was where Duvernay had the 50-yard punt return and the Bears did nothing with it. And death drive three last week was the second grounding play after Caleb had the 22-yard run where he didn't get out of bounds. So that was death drive three. No, Layla, to answer your question, their death drives are unacceptable. I will not even set an over-under for death drives because they shouldn't happen. They just shouldn't happen.
No, and that's the point. When you talk about, okay, well, more touchdowns, what's stopping them from getting touchdowns? I don't necessarily think it's the play calling. I think it's what they're doing as far as self-inflicted wounds.
Well, I mean, you should be able to quarterback sneak from 2 yards, 1 yard out, and move forward, for example.
Absolutely. So clean it up. That's on Ben Johnson and his staff, also the players, obviously. But we heard a lot of talk about leadership.
Ben Johnson isn't running behind the guard.
Right, but he's the one who said, I shouldn't have called a quarterback sneak in that situation.
Which I still don't understand why he said.
Both it was more of a clock issue, I think.
Both things might be right there. Like the Bears, Layla, you and I are on the same page. Any team worth its soul, offensive line worth its soul, running back worth its soul, quarterback worth its soul, you need to be able to get 1 yard. There's just like you and the Bears have proven now a handful of times, or let me not exaggerate, three times that I've seen, two in one game, back-to-back plays where they couldn't get 1 yard behind the interior of their offensive line. So that certainly is something that has to be taken seriously.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to diss on you. Saying, like, I'm not going to listen. There are times where I'm just like, you know, this is what the Bears are going to say this week, and they can say it, but I'm not going to repeat it because I disagree with it. And then there are times where I think, oh, he's actually saying something that is valid to the discussion based on what we all saw. And in those moments, if you really, we're not talking about the dearth of touchdowns in the same way, if even they can execute a quarterback sneak in that scenario.
I think that's fair, but I don't think executing the quarterback sneak necessarily means they win last week's game. And that's kind of more my overall point as we talk about COE, Caleb over everything, and why this is a must-have game for Caleb Williams and his performance here on Raheem Harris and Grody. I think the bottom line is you got to cut out the mistakes. We are going to be halfway into the season. Approximately 8 out of the 17 games after this is over. You can't have double-digit penalties killing drive after drive, creating these death drives that Mark Grody is talking about. I think for Caleb, he has to be at his best. We need to see something more resembling that of the Dallas game because that's the level of defense you're going up against.
Do you guys think that this topic kind of was prevalent yesterday throughout the day, and Caleb over-targeting Rome Odunze?
Yes.
Do you think that is going on here?
I mean, do I think that,
yeah.
I know a lot of our listeners do.
Because
you could argue the tape backs it up, too, in terms of him staring, whether it's him staring him down, forcing into.
You could argue the defense knows it, too, because that's how the ball was intercepted.
And that's what I'm saying when I say, like, the forcing of. It's okay to say, my guy is going to go up and get it, if you will, Guagi. But there's a time and a place. There are situations. When you have the plethora of weapons that Caleb Williams has at his disposal, it should be a quicker, you find somebody who's actually open first before you worry about that. Like, give him a chance if it's a true ball where you feel like he can go up and get it. But it wasn't like the interception. It was a go up and get it situation down the field. That's not what that was. So I think he needs to be able to recognize whether it's the running back in the flat, whether it's another option on the other side of the field. His eyes have to move in such a way where he's not staring down Roma Dunze. I think anybody will tell you that.
Right, and I think most of us at the beginning of the year probably did, though, pick Roma Dunze to be the Bears' top wide receiver. But Ben Johnson has said it. He loses sleep trying to figure out how to get the ball to all the different weapons that are on this team. So we know that Ben Johnson wants it. There has to be a leading wide receiver. There's no doubt. You got to have a guy that you can depend on for the big plays. And maybe that's what's developing with Roma Dunze. And obviously it's lopsided relative. I think he has 20 more targets than, I want to say, DJ Moore and Olamide Zaccheaus, somewhere in that area. So it's too big, but I do kind of like the idea that Rome is separating himself as a number one receiver, because we know that you have to have that guy.
Our quarterback talk here in Raheemy Harrison Grody is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I just don't even like the fact that I'm speaking about DJ Moore and Olamide Zaccheaus in the same kind of breath when it comes to targets. It just doesn't make sense, especially when the offensive philosophy of Ben Johnson is make the same things look different and the different things look the same. By definition, that probably means that your tight ends have more targets. By definition, that means that DJ Moore does too because of his versatility and his yak and rack and that potential. I shouldn't always have to talk about DJ Moore as a running back option. You know, there's certain things that structurally, that's not how this team was set up. Now, do you have to do that because the parts don't fit together in a way that makes it make sense? If you're having to make those adjustments, those wholesale adjustments, then that's an issue too. That goes in part of this. But regardless, you don't have to force the ball over the middle in a crucial situation to the guy who the entire defense expects you to target.
There's no world in which I thought we'd be through seven games and with both players being healthy, that Olamide Zaccheaus and DJ Moore would have the same number of targets and that DJ Moore would have just one more reception than Zaccheaus. There's no world in which did you think at the beginning of the season that that's what we were going to be looking
at? No, I did think that Olamide Zaccheaus was going to be an important part of the offense, and I think I said like he could definitely be that safety valve, that third down guy, making big plays. But no, to answer your question directly, no, I would not have predicted that they would have a similar amount of targets up to this point. It should be DJ Moore.
And frankly, when you consider how the offense is built and where you know those personnel to work, that tells you a lot about how the quarterback is reading the field. That tells you a lot about what his secondary read is at the check down. And yeah, you're going to get a lot of that during a game, but you don't want it to be during each and every one. You know, especially when Ben Johnson did talk about game flow. You know, before the season began, he talked about taking what the defense gives you. And I don't necessarily know that we're to all of this yet. You know, we're to all of this in this offense. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We are here until 2 o'clock. It is Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, and Mark Daryl Grody. And our Halloween names are The Bucket, Mars Hall, and Daryl. So we're going to go with that.
The Bucket?
The Bucket. Oh, yeah. Steve-O
and
The Bucket.
I'm not hyphenated. Lose the mark, by
Steve-O
the way.
Steve-O and The Bucket.
Not like
we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
Daryl.
Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Ray Diaz, Sean Sears, and Brandon Fryer are our producers today. And you can call us, 312-644-6767. We want to know what you think about this topic as well. How crucial is this game for Caleb Williams? What do you want to see in this game against a Bengals defense that gave up 39 points last week to the Jets? And you can also hang out with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video team. So we've talked a lot about what we need to see. What are the consequences if we don't? Let's examine now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and C's apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Next.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He's Steve-O, and she's the Bucket. Or is he the Bucket? I don't know. Middays on The Score.
And that's how Steve-O and the Bucket came to be. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yes, I was the Bucket in this scenario.
Is this a Halloween thing?
No, it was just something where we were laughing about all the typical sports show names and the sports station names. Like, it's something like the Sports Pterodactyl 1530 with Cheese and the Dinosaur, you know, something along those lines.
The Bucket.
Yeah. And like, everybody has white stitched jeans on and Affliction shirts because they never stop wearing
Whoa.
Them.
That is quite the,
you know, yeah, that's, there's visual. A scene there.
Imagine being the program director and calling in the talent and being like, okay, we'd like you to go as the Bucket for
the
now.
The Bucket.
We think that Bucket.
Or like, two people are allowed to have names, but the third one just can't. You know, it's with Dave, Steve, and Chewbacca.
You gotta tell
your from Star Wars.
How do you tell your family that? So, I gotta go by the Bucket. Well, why don't you just use your real name? Well,
or it's like with Sam, Charles,
branding.
And Meat. You know.
Branding and marketing purposes, we're going to need you to change your name to the Mop.
Yeah, I'm the Mop.
To the Mop.
Why, well, you said Bucket. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
What am I going
to
be,
so
the Mop?
So it'll be like with Marshall, Benedict Cumberbatch, and the Mop.
Oh, I like that lineup.
Mop sitting over there, just all sheepish, like, yeah, I got mopped by the boss.
And then every time they say something, it's like a, like some sort of horn or something like that.
I like that.
So that's our formula for Halloween today. We asked the question, what do you need to see out of Caleb Williams, because this is a game where quarterback can shine. Like, let's just start with that. Not necessarily that you even have to. If I'm him, I'm seeing this as an opportunity to be able to really just put it all together in a way that perhaps he hasn't even so far this season. Again, the reason the Jets beat the Bengals last week 39-38. Justin Fields had a 99 quarterback rating in that game. 21 of 32 for 244 yards. And while we saw Caleb Williams throw for more than that last week against the Ravens, I've said this before, I still think that even in that scenario, it can start with the running game, because the Jets had such a successful day on the ground, 254 yards as a team. And then we started to ask the question also, well, what if he doesn't do those things? What if Caleb has a game that's typical to what we saw against the Ravens? What if it's more like that this Sunday with the opportunity that is in front of them with this Bengals team reeling and then knowing their defense isn't up to snuff?
Honestly, if that happens, a couple of things. I think, first of all, it's become a bad shootout. When I say bad shootout, it's okay to have a shootout where you're up and the other team's trying to catch up. You're up by 14, it seems like, the whole time, but they cut it to 7, but you score another touchdown. They cut it to 7, you score another touchdown. But when you're behind in that type of shootout, you're just throwing and throwing and throwing, and then, therefore, you know, your mistakes can be out there. I think the most important thing for Caleb isn't necessarily to put up gaudy numbers, but just to be efficient. Like, this would be a great time to complete 70% of your passes and maybe only have to throw the ball 20 to 25 times because you're getting big plays, first downs, and touchdowns. You do those three things, you're not going to have to throw a bunch. I don't know if you saw Lamar Jackson's line from last night, but that's the type of line I'm talking about.
That was the ease Lamar back in.
Ease him in with a 4-touchdown game.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying.
That was the production. Like, you don't necessarily care because the production was so good in scoring.
And that's the point. You don't have to put up 50 points to have a good day. Lamar last night, 18 for 23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns, a 143.2 rating, a QBR of 91.9. He even took a couple of sacks. But does it matter? No, because guess what? You were out here throwing and making sure that when you made completions, they were important completions.
Just get better in all those categories that they know he has to get better in, and that Caleb Williams knows he has to get better in. We talked about it. Get better in the red zone. Get better with your accuracy, as you mentioned. Get better in this game. I'm just talking about this game. At identifying the open receiver. Don't leave good meat on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we're dumbing it down. He's one of the hosts of the show.
He is one of the hosts of the show. Yes. The meat.
The bucket.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
We want you to go by meat for now
on. It's the sound effect that really sets off the bucket thing. The sound
there
effect.
There has
at the
to
end.
Be a sound effect to hit it home.
Okay.
There does.
Yes. And then you have to dress like it's 2004 all over
wear
again.
Wear a bucket over your head.
Hey, we have a bucket of breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Adam Schefter. The Dolphins are parting ways with Chris Greer, the general manager who has been with the team since 2000 and has served as the GM since 2016. Greer worked his way up from scout to the GM level, and he's been in that executive role, as we said, for almost 10 years. That leads everybody to ask the next question, is Mike McDaniel next? And right now, per sources, Schefter just posted, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel will remain Miami's head coach for the remainder of the season, at least, per sources.
Dead man walking.
That doesn't sound like... That sounds like a formality, not a vote of confidence.
Lame duck, would you say?
They're 2-7, so the question I have immediately is, okay, so you're going to be here for the rest of the season. What would Mike McDaniel have to do between now and the end of the season to save his job? Win 7 games?
I think, unfortunately, like, work for a team that doesn't usually have the GM pick the head coach. You know, I mean, that's another part of this. When you fire the GM first, you're making a statement about the entire operation.
You know what I want to know, and I know I'm jumping way ahead here. Who's got next in the NFL? Who's the next hotshot coaching candidate? And are any of the college coaches, like a Brian Kelly, will his name pop up for pro jobs? Nick Saban, I know, like, because it will. Like, you know, I'll just be the first to bring that, but I don't know who, like, the...
Would it be Jim Bob Cooter, the Colts offensive coordinator?
That'd be great.
Because of how good they've been, and they're 7-1.
That's a really good call. Like look at teams like that, like, just in general. Like,
and
teams
that's how Shane Steichen came to be.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Right.
The
right.
Nick Saban thing's interesting just because he's been out for a minute.
Yeah.
But also, if you remember back to his last... first go as an NFL head coach
with the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's right.
Where Wade Huizenga told everybody he was leaving.
Well,
so the whole thing, though, was Nick Saban was like, hey, Drew Brees, I think he'd probably be a good fit here. And he didn't pass the physical. And I always wondered, if he had passed that physical, what could Nick Saban have built in Miami?
Because he failed miserably. Do you guys know that he was supposed to, that there were heavy talks with Nick Saban and the Chicago Bears and Jerry Angelo, and the talks like completely broke down? Like it sounded like something that was going to happen.
Shocking.
Nick Saban, folks, was a coming to the Bears, and then the whole thing blew up, and then he eventually went to Miami, and that was a bad fail, and then found himself back at Alabama as the greatest head coach in college football ever.
Is this kind of like when Kobe Bryant, there was a chance he was going to go to the Bulls?
Number one with a bullet, I believe he once told Rick Tellender, I think it was. No, it's Jay Mariotti.
He actually acknowledged it in a press conference here for Kobe. His last game at the United Center.
Yeah, well, at the time, he said, like, I think it was Jay Mariotti who asked Kobe Bryant, like, what's your number one team? He said Bulls with a bullet. Like, he did want to play for the Chicago Bulls at one point.
Him and MJ and just, whew.
Sliding doors.
Bulls were not going to trade Lou Alding, though, to get Kobe. That was the name that came up. People in L.A. are like, what? You're going to give us who? Because, of course, we overinflated the value
slightly
of Lou Alding in our Bulls bubble. We loved Lou Alding. We thought he was a star.
And that's how the Lakers remain the Lakers, by taking other people's stars.
That is correct. The superstars love L.A.
They either hold on to theirs or they just don't make deals.
Exactly. Yes, like, they're smart.
Oh, yeah, what if Luka was on our team? Sure thing.
We'll throw in Nocioni. You guys seen this guy? We chant his name at the United Center. We chant this guy's name. He plays defense. Daryl's getting mocked.
They made Daryl Strawberry cry.
Oh, man. Sean, are you writing? By the way, Sean, do you know you're supposed to write stuff down?
No. Sean, writing things down? Is that what I should be doing this whole time?
When I say something, when I look at you and I say, write this down.
Okay.
Write down whatever I just said. It'll be very obvious.
This seems confusing.
It's all going. It absolutely is.
Do you reference these later? Is this just for me?
Just don't ask questions.
I'm writing it down. Don't ask questions.
Write stuff down, okay? Like, because it's all building towards something. It will happen.
Kobe Bryant, Bulls fans wanted to keep him. Got it.
I didn't tell you to write that down.
I'm sorry. What did you?
This is ridiculous.
Here's what we've written down in this segment. We've written down the fact here on Hemi Harrison Grody that Chris Greer is out.
Yes.
As he has suffered the consequences of a failed run in Miami. He will no longer be the GM, but staying for the time being is Mike McDaniel through the end of the season. This all courtesy of Adam Schefter. But there's consequences there. You wonder what the consequences will be for Caleb Williams if he can't get it done this week.
I just want to add this last thought about the Dolphins, who are now 2-6. No.
2-7.
Even worse than that. Yeah, 2-7.
Bring Wani back.
Bring Wani back. So there, you knew that there was a problem. There were red flags. Starting and after the Bears joint practice, they had issues with how the practice was conducted. Like, that was your first indication that things were not... Something wasn't right there.
That they were
something
soft.
Was amiss.
A little too
they
physical
were...
for football.
The little Dolphins couldn't take it.
Wow.
Yeah, a little soft. I think that's what we're saying here.
Welp. So that is the, I guess it's the first domino to fall in personnel changes in the NFL for the season.
There it is.
Getting back to the Caleb Williams conversation. Clearly that is not on the line here. We know that. We have reached the point past those types of discussions. I asked the question, so what if it is a similar game? You know, what if it is a couple of false start penalties where you're asking, you know, was cadence an issue? What if it is a couple of force balls over the middle where timing is still an issue? What if you're seeing the guys who you know to be possession receivers not getting targets? You know, then what do we do? Do we adjust the expectations even further then, knowing that that was a chance against a Bengals team?
No, I don't think our expectations change one bit, because I don't think Ben Johnson's expectations ahead. Now, I'll say, specifically with the penalties, I think there will be hardline consequences / changes if that continues halfway through the season. We're dealing with the same stuff we were dealing with coming into training camp. I think it takes time, but that has been given enough time.
Now, I want to give this some parameters when I ask this question. I'm not asking the question being like, fire everybody, rah, bucket. I'm saying, and I did say bucket is in the receptacle. So I'm saying, like, do you change your game plan a little bit? You know, do you have to take some precautions when it comes to play calling and read progressions and where you're putting the receivers? And play design.
I guess I'm asking what could you change besides when you asked the question, I thought you were talking about if it was similar to last week in the fact that the penalties were the thing that I felt killed them more than anything else.
Right, but I'm saying if we're seeing forced balls over the middle that result in incompletions, you know, that type of stuff. Do you start to change how you're constructing the offense a little bit to try to make him more confident in what Ben Johnson wants him to do?
I don't think so. I think he's got to get to him, right? He's got it. There's certain things he just has to be able to do in a Ben Johnson offense.
That's a huge question, though, because we kind of brought that up with the whole, and I know we've referenced this so many times now, but Weederer talking to Ben Johnson and Ben Johnson saying, you got to come to me, as in, like, I got the goods here, man, and you just got to execute it. But the question Layla asked, if this game goes the way the last two have gone, I would conclude that he's in a slump.
He's already in a slump.
Fair enough, because I don't think, like, I'm not making grand conclusions about Caleb Williams. I still think he could be a very good quarterback in this league, but it would mean that he is in a slump, and it would also mean that it can't be the same old business by Ben Johnson. That doesn't mean tearing out pages of the playbook necessarily, but it is on your $10 million a year head coach to make an adjustment for the offense to make it better.
$13 million a year head coach.
I want to add an addendum to that. I know we had some fun, which I think we should definitely do on a show on this Friday. We've also got some calls. You can join us. 312-644-6767. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody as we continue to look at the game through the lens of quarterback performance coming up on Sunday. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Happy Halloween.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And I feel like this is a great song for just the day and also what we're talking about. We watch the games a lot. We watch everybody who plays in them a lot. And yes, we are watching Caleb Williams like a hawk, like the Bengals defense.
We're creepy.
I want to give up as many yards as the Bengals defense did if I'm opposing the Bears quarterback Sunday. And we want to hear from you, 312-644-6767, as we continue to kind of work through this. What are the consequences? Do you change some of the plays if we see a game similar to Sunday against a team that we know can give up some points and some yardage? Or do they just put a bigger emphasis on running the ball on Sunday to help kind of open up that passing game? Is that the solution? And if there is improvement, you know, how do you think that will look? So that's kind of what we're discussing. Should we take a couple calls, guys? Mars Hall, Daryl?
Daryl says yes.
All right, let's do it.
Daryl.
Stop taunting me.
Mark's Halloween name today is Daryl. Let's go to Tony in Downers Grove. Tony, you're on the score.
Yes, you watch him like a hawk. I mean, what were the actual expectations for the team, coming into the season? I mean, I would have been happy with 8-8. A run to the playoffs would have been icing on the cake. The expectations for Caleb Williams were he has to improve. He's either going to improve or he's not going to improve. And you have to say, is it all him? Are receivers running the right routes, et cetera, et cetera? You don't change the offense to fit him, because in the long term, that is not going to be a winning solution. That is what I think.
Tony, that's great. Thanks for your call. The sigh really got to it for me.
To start the call.
Like he felt like he had to clarify these things in a way before we could all move on.
He's in mid-sigh just listening to us because some of it can be so Bears.
I will say this. I think Caleb Williams has definitely improved from what we saw last year.
The sack numbers alone give you that indication.
The man's been sacked 5 times as a total over the last 5 games. That means even if he's not getting rid of the ball quick enough, he's getting rid of the ball quicker.
Yeah. No, I feel like all of that is fair. Let's keep the calls going. 312-644-6767 on this Friday. I'm Rahimi Harrison Grody on the score. Let's go to Jeff in Kalamazoo. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Layla, Marshall, Daryl.
Thank you.
Daryl guy more than I like that Grody guy.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey, I believe it.
What's it all heading towards? D-Dog? What was it?
Big D.
Big D, yeah. It's all heading towards Big
there
D.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey guys. With Caleb, I think I don't really need him to be like a 300-yard, 3-touchdown guy on Sunday. What I do need him to do is complete a large amount of passes and be the reason we win the game, whether it's him throwing passes, you know, down the field, which would be great, or getting completions over the middle, short passes, whatever it is. Because I believe, even though it's a bad defense they're playing, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Because I think Cincinnati's going to run the ball a lot, and you got Flacco who doesn't throw the ball deep down the field, so they're just going to matriculate down the field. And I don't think they're going to score get a lot of points in this game, either team, because of that, because I think there's going to be long drives. But I need to see Caleb, you know, if he could do 225 to 250 and get 2 touchdowns with no interceptions and maybe lead a game-winning drive, or maybe play well enough that they don't need a game-winning drive, that's what I'm looking out for, because we need to see more from him. Not because, you know, I'm comparing him to the guys that were drafted behind him, but he was one of one, and when you're one of one and you're in year two, you got to be better than what he's playing.
Thank you, Jeff. That's a good call. We'll continue them. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jeff on I-294.
Hi, guys. I enjoy listening to the show. You think it'd be realistic and fair maybe to cut Caleb some slack and maybe look at this as his first year really in the NFL? Because last year he had a bunch of buffoons for coaches, and the only thing he learned how to do was run for his life in the backfield.
Yeah, I definitely think that's built in. That's baked in when we talk about him.
The buffoonery, yes.
Yeah, buffoons is a good term. You know, that's what you want to use, then you more power to you, Jeff.
But Sean, no,
I feel like
buffoonery. Yeah.
I feel like like there is some benefit of the doubt when it comes to all of this. No, it's not like anybody's saying cut him. Nobody's saying simplify the playbook yet. It's just you're going to have to make adjustments. And I want to think like a coach on this. What are the adjustments you have to make if you're not seeing progress at the level you want? You know, that's part of it for me. So that's kind of where my mindset is. I don't know about you two.
The adjustment piece is interesting to me because it's like, what is it that you want to focus on? I to a degree agree with him when he talks about the fact that he thinks it's going to be lower scoring than most people think. Because I think neither one of these teams wants to have their defense on the field. Mm. That's not the goal here. The goal is to control the game. That's why turnovers, I think, are going to be even more important in a matchup like this, especially if Jake Browning's on the field. I think specifically for Caleb, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, with him, I just need to see efficient. I don't need to see gaudy. I just need to know that you're doing your job and keeping the offense on the field. If you have two drives, like the first two drives they had on Sunday, but they end in touchdowns instead, that changes everything. It's not like Caleb wasn't on point delivering things until they got into the red zone and they started screwing around, or just outside the red zone, started screwing around.
Yeah, and
they were nibbling.
Yes. Right, and he should know, the caller should know, I think the narrative has always been there for Caleb that he was, in a lot of ways, ripped off last year in terms of those who were coaching Caleb Williams. He was not put in a great situation.
Pretty sure we said that a ton.
A ton. And look, a lot of it's on Caleb, too. Like, there, you definitely do not eliminate responsibility from Caleb Williams for the up-and-down nature of the season, or just, I mean, really what we're really talking about right now at this point with Caleb Williams is you're not great yet. You're not great yet, and that's a problem. I like that people's expectations are there, but let's not get it twisted. We are talking about Caleb Williams because the expectation for him is to be great, and that's why we're so hard on him.
Yeah, you don't hire Ben Johnson.
Right.
If you don't have that expectation.
Yes. The expectation is great, and he's not great yet.
So I do follow head coach's lead on this too. It's just a matter of how are you going to adjust as the head coach, and what do you think is a fair increment process when it comes to layering this stuff in? We have more to come here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We'll continue the conversation, and we know just the guy who we can bring in. Adam Hogue, Hogue of the Hogue & Johns podcast, CHGO Bears coverage. Adam will join us next to talk about all of this and more against the Bengals. That's coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.